I'm Sydney Fenner with WNUR News, and today I am joined by
Veronica Silvosa,
Paris Bazzuti,
and Juliet Allen.
And today we are going to be listening to the new Vampire Weekend album that came out on April 5th called Only God Was Above Us. We're really excited. I'm super excited. I'm a massive Vampire Weekend fan. And okay, let's get into it.
Somewhere in your family tree, there was someone just like me.
Okay, so we are currently halfway through the album. We have listened to Ice Cream Piano, Classical, Capricorn, Connect, and Prep School Gangsters. And we took a pause to describe some of our thoughts and feelings so far. Would anyone like to start?
This is my first Vampire Weekend album that I'm listening to all the way through. I've listened to a few of their songs here and there, but I've never really like stopped and listened to a full album, so this is very exciting. And I guess I really like the instrumentation in this. I really like the use of piano, especially like in the beginning of like an Ice Cream Piano. There's very like discordant like tones, and in Classical everything like seems to be kind of like clashing in a way.
I really like the use of the piano in it, especially like the way that they're kind of editing the tones or using whatever synth or piano they're using, where it's kind of like crunchy and there's like a lot of like noisy stuff going on, so it isn't just piano, which is awesome. Also just the production on like every single song is very, very cool. Like, it's really creative, and I think it kind of takes them above just being like, I don't know. Some of their stuff feels a little sometimes formulaic to me, and I think the production on this album kind of pulls it out of that, which I like.
I don't think Vampire Weekend has ever been known for its lyrical subtlety, but they are clever. But I think the first three songs specifically were of like very Vampire Weekend, had a lot of the elements that they normally roll with. The lead singer has this very specific tone and pronunciation that you can hear through the whole album, but I really have been liking where we're going with the album. I think Connect and Prep School Gangsters definitely gets into sort of a newer style that I have heard less of from them, which I'm really excited about.
I totally see where you're coming from when you said that they were, that these songs sort of sounded a lot like their older music. I think that's something that people have been saying a lot, especially with, the songs that have been put out so far. I think that this album has a major theme of, like, generations and, like, heredity and, like, looking back through time. I think that this is obviously major on Classical, but also Ice Cream Piano, like, right off the bat, they're talking about, you know, there's that lyric, we're all the sons and daughters of vampires who drain the old world's necks. So, you know, thinking about where we came from and like the legacy of these old world, you know, constructs. I think Classical is so interesting in its, I mean, obviously its lyrics really like confront that theme very directly or unsubtly, as you put it. But in the instrumentation, which you guys both mentioned, I sort of feel like there's this like, there's that like piano like harpsichord line, but it feels a little corroded. Like there's this like digital like buzz to it that I think is sort of interesting, and it sort of complicates what could be kind of like a straightforward like sound.
The lyrics feel very right now. They feel very like, not to be like that person, but they do feel very like post-COVID world, like the kind of like feeling like you're very, like, isolated and, like, looking for more and, like, searching for meaning and all of those things. And I do think that comes through really well. I also just wanted to say, I thought Classical sounded a lot like Flaming Lips. And I thought that was really cool. I'm hearing some Flaming Lips influences. I don't think that I'm hearing Black Country New Road influences, but I think Black Country New Road was definitely just influenced by this band.
Yes. Okay, I was going to say, on Classical, there was that, like, trumpet moment, and I was like, this is giving Black MIDI.
Yeah. And I guess this doesn't have to do with, like, the people you've mentioned, but the beginning melody reminded me of this band I like a lot called The Lemon Twigs, which are very reminiscing about, like, the 70s. So I like been hearing some like kind of like 70s kind of like this like, what is, I forgot like the exact, it's like this art pop kind of genre. I've been hearing little bits of it here and there throughout the album, which is like very nostalgic, which I guess like leads into what you said about like thinking about the past a lot, which is mentioned in this album. So I wonder if
Yeah, but yes. Yeah, evocations, for sure. I wanted to get into some of those connections that I'm thinking of. I also feel like thematically with Prep School Gangsters, so I looked it up, and apparently, so this song is named after a New York Magazine story entitled Prep School Gangsters, which was about these New York City gangs, which were made up of these really wealthy elite private school kids selling drugs to each other. So it was about like these people at elite private schools, these kids taking on this like quote unquote like gangster like lifestyle. I feel like this is something that's so interesting for this band to do, because Vampire Weekend has this very like extremely like preppy vibe, which partially comes from like who they are, which is a band that formed at Columbia University. But also, like, they have a lot of songs. Like, I mean, you may know the song Campus. There's, like, Ladies of Cambridge, Diplomat's Son. Like, they have this very sort of, like, East Coast, stately, like, elitist, preppy vibe. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of interesting for them to sort of, like, confront that really directly through this song. But I could see them, like, self-examining a little bit, which is a cool thing to do. If you want to hear about our favorites so far and our thoughts about the rest of the album, make sure to head over to our website, wnurnews.org. For now, I'm Sydney Fenner for WNUR News.
What? Five so far? I love Connect. I think it's, like, I was, like, bopping my head the entire time. I just love the pace. I love the urgency of it. And it just, it keeps driving you forward. And I did like how Vampire Weekend does have this sort of way of interrupting themselves, which is really cool and sort of keeps you on your toes. But I did like how Connect felt a little more consistent, but it was just fast and really well paced.
I also think Connect so far. I don't really have that much to say about it. I just like, I liked it a lot. I liked the chaos and then the kind of pulling back into like the regular sound that they do. I just thought it was cool. I thought it was very like dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also really liked Classical, but I also really enjoyed Capricorn ever since, like, I heard it when it came out. I wrote down that I would have eaten this up in 8th grade as a compliment. As a compliment, I was listening to some good stuff in 8th grade. But I feel like I would have really enjoyed, like, listening to this and, like, walking around the halls in middle school. I feel like I would have, and it would have, because it feels like a song that I already listened to it and I already, like, feel nostalgic for it for some reason.
That's such a good observation. I totally see that. Yeah, I think my favorite so far is still Classical. I really liked Ice Cream Piano a lot.
It felt like their theme song almost.
Yes, it was like, oh my god, right. It's like a thesis statement for this album.
Totally.
Which I love it when bands do that. It's like, just give it to me straight. okay, let's get back into it. And we're back. So we just finished the album. How are people feeling? What's the thoughts?
Yes, after finishing, I think I definitely liked the first half better than the second half, in my opinion. I think the last three songs started to get a little bit repetitive for me, but I really liked The Surfer and Gen X Cops. I thought The Surfer was very interesting. It was unlike the rest of the songs on the album. It was like a nice like break in the middle, like the end gave kind of like lounge music, and then there was like that thing between the verses that went like, I don't know how to describe it, but it reminded me of Bowie again, which I thought was cool.
And I have words for Surfer. The vibe that I got, I also really liked it. It felt to me sort of like a jam sesh, especially with that sort of long form instrumental introduction. It sort of just, it felt organic, which I think is something that isn't quite what Vampire Weekend is up to a lot of the time. And it just sort of felt like they picked up their instruments and started playing. And I feel like that also sort of comes through in the length of it. Like, it just sort of felt like they were, the different elements were riffing off of each other in a cool way.
The Surfer was also, that was my favorite on the album, I think. I really liked that one. Yeah.
I loved it.
It reminded me a little bit of kind of like a happier, preppier version of, I don't know if anyone's listened to Heaven is a Junkyard by Youth Lagoon. My favorite album that came out last year. It is so good. Well, not my favorite. Probably my second favorite. But it's so good. And it just kind of had a similar vibe. I don't know. I kind of liked the shift from the other songs. And then I think it went really well into Gen X Cops. I thought that one was straight gas. Really enjoyed that one. All I wrote down was, okay, I like. And then, yeah, this is gas.
It's so good.
I like the corally elements of that one, like, in the back. Mm-hmm. Like, the ooze.
Yeah, and on Mary Boone, there was a really cool choral arrangement. I really like Mary Boone. I thought that song was super good. Actually, okay, I looked it up. Mary Boone is an art dealer. She's, like, a famous art dealer in New York. And there's, like, this long quote from the lead singer about it, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. But it sort of reminded me of another song called Hannah Hunt, just, like, a woman's name. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, neither of them are, like, women that he actually knows very well. He just sort of, like, liked their name. He said he describes himself as a name fetishist. Like, he just finds a name that he likes. That's sort of interesting.
Sorry. But I looked up a little bit also about Mary Boone, and I found out that it was, like, someone that she was, like, an art collector that was, like, very big in, like, the 70s, or, like, whenever she came up. But then recently she was, like, caught for tax fraud, and actually she's in jail now. And right. then something right. that I was listening for in, like, throughout the song, it talks a lot about, like, old New York. And I guess it's the same thing about, like, reminiscing about the past and kind of, like, because, you know, there's a lot of songs about, like, how cities have changed and how, like, New York has changed. I wrote down, "This is Vampire Weekend's New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down." from yeah. LCD Sound System. But, I just, like, there's a very obvious theme in this album, which I really appreciate. Not only with, like, the reminiscing about the 10th, but also obviously, like, war. There's so much mention about war and, like, every singing and every single, like, almost, and probably every single song, like, yeah. keeps going about with themes of war, which is very interesting and obviously very timely. I really like that it has a very distinct theme that crosses through all the songs, but then each song can still be, like, a little different and kind of be about its own thing, right. which is really cool.
Yeah, for sure. Going off of that theme of war, what did you guys think of Hope? What did you think it was saying, like, to end the album on that song? Like, what was the vibe? What do you guys think?
I guess there is just, like, a sense of optimism, but also kind of nihilism, because it's, like, it says, like, our enemy's invincible. I hope you let it go. It's, like, we're not going to, because I guess we're not going to, like, defeat the evils.
Yeah,
but then, well, I guess just, like, live in the now, I guess. I don't know. I haven't thought too much about it.
It is kind of interesting. It's kind of ironic because the song is called Hope, but the hope is that they give up. So it's like, is this hopeful? Yeah. Like, is there something positive in that? Or is it just, like, sort of a dark joke that's, like, the highest hope I can have is that we, you know, lay our weapons down and give up.
I thought Hope was good. It was... The lyrics are a little, like, are vaguely reminiscent of "The Kids Are All Dying" by Phineas. Okay, well,
I believe
it. But a little on the nose. But sure. I also, you know, I liked it. I thought the melody was good. I did think it was too long. So,
well, it's Vampire Weekend's longest song.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a thing sometimes with not all long songs, but I feel like with some of them, I think most of the songs sounded, like, too similar other than the instrumental break in the middle, which was, like, awesome. Mm-hmm. But then it just, like, went back to kind of sounding a little similar, which yes. I think... But it was still... I still liked it. But I, like... I think this was my least favorite song in the album, I'm not gonna lie. Wow.
Yeah. This closing did not work for me. Yeah. I feel like at all. I also feel like there was kind of a shift in, like, the second half of this album where it was very different. And I liked it. Like, I liked where it was going the second half more than I did the first half. And then this kind of felt like a... weird mending between the two that just didn't really work for me. They lost me some.
Yeah, what else you guys thinking? Anything? Final thoughts?
I'm not sure how I feel about the callbacks to their previous songs. I think some of them are done well, but I kind of don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Like, why they're done well, or, like, why they did them?
Why they did that in the first place. Yeah.
I think I see how it works thematically. I think that this album is very retrospective in a lot of different ways. And I think that this is a band that's, in general, like, they're very enamored with the past in a sort of, like, somewhat sardonic way. This is something that, like, only, I don't know, like, only someone who loves this band so much would love, but they like, all of their songs have these, like, incredibly all these really specific historical references all the time. They love to do it, and they just have this style that's, like, we were talking about how nostalgic they seem. They have a sort of, like, they have this sort of, like, love for the past, and I think that it's sort of interesting to think about how they're confronting their own past, like, artistically. But I sort of see where they're coming from with that. I also can see how someone could think that that's maybe lazy or unoriginal. But if you love everything that they do, it's hard to be like, oh my god, stop doing that thing that they do. Yeah. You know? Yeah, but...
I thought it was really cool. Again, I liked the first half a little bit better than the second half. But I think overall it was very great. I guess my thing with, like, Vampire Weekend, I guess, like, the reason why I've never heard an album in full is because I do sometimes find their songs a little repetitive, which I guess, like, makes sense now that I realize that they use a lot of, like, their old songs, like, in their new songs. But I thought it made a lot of sense this time, and I really liked a lot of these, like, kind of, like, 70s elements. And I thought there was, around the second half when they started using, I think, more strings was also pretty cool. And the, like, the ominous chorus in the background of Mary Boone was kind of boss. I thought it was pretty cool. But yeah, overall, I really, really enjoyed this. I can see myself listening to a lot of these songs again. Specifically, yeah, Surfer, Classical. I've already been listening to Capricorn ever since it came out as a single. But yeah, I'm excited to listen to this again and also listen to their other albums in full now.
Yeah, I don't know. I really liked it overall. I thought it was very interesting, and it kind of both played into and defied of, like, all of the things that I think about Vampire Weekend in a way, where it was, like, the things that I like about them, they kind of emphasized, and they were by going back and, like, repeating some of their old styles. But also, they experimented with a lot of different sounds, and I think it's, I don't know, I think it's cool that this album is, like, both something that fans of the band will like, mm-hmm. and also maybe people who aren't super into them or don't really know them, like, mm-hmm. it kind of can function as all of those things for yeah. people, and so I think it's kind of worth a listen, no matter where you stand on the band, because you'll either find some songs that you're like, oh, this is really, like, different for them. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a departure from some of their other stuff. Or if you love their old stuff, you'll find things that you're like, oh, this is really similar mm-hmm. to that. And I think it's cool that they, I don't know, found a nice balance between experimenting with new things and also staying true to what makes them a band and what makes them appealing to people.
Yeah, I liked it. There was definitely no point where I was sitting listening like, wow, I cannot believe that I agreed to listen to this album. So that's good. No, I think Connect is still my favorite. It definitely, it just felt different and fun to me. I definitely agree with what Paris was saying about how it definitely played into all of the Vampire Weekend tropes that we love, and then also, or maybe hate, but it also sort of subverted their own genre. I really liked the middle of the album the best. Like, I feel like Ice Cream Piano, Classical, Capricorn, we were sort of ramping up. It was felt almost like a warm-up to me. Like, they were very similar to some of their old pieces. Then, like, Connect, Prep School Gangsters, The Surfer, Gen Z Cops all felt, like, super, like, fresher, different. I really liked that middle, and then I feel like we sort of went back down. We calmed back down with the other three. So, yeah, overall, good album. I don't think I will personally be, like, revisiting a ton of these songs on the album regularly. I'll probably add Connect to my playlists, but those are my thoughts.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for joining me in listening to this album, and thank you guys for having this riveting discussion. I really enjoyed listening to this with you guys and dissecting it a little, and yeah, this was great. So thank you guys, and again, for WNUR News, I'm Sydney Fenner. Which, oh, by the way, Juliet's also on WNUR. They said I had to say that.
This
so
is true. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm Juliet Allen for WNUR.
Yeah, but this is my piece. Don't get it twisted.
Okay. Only one person on the byline.
Wow. Okay. Bye.